When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Let's go. Tommy Lugauer, Lugie. Kevin Stefanski is not the next Bill Belichick. Kevin Stefanski is the next Brian Daboll. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Kevin Stefanski is not the next Bill Belichick because Kevin Stefanski is not the answer. Kevin Stefanski is not a failed Browns head coach that is going to go on to great things just like Bill Belichick did. Kevin Stefanski is Brian Daboll 2.0, a great offensive mind, a guy that won a coach of the year in his first year, won a playoff game, and then petered out at the end of his tenure. And when you see Brian Daboll on the open market, he's not getting a lot of interviews for head coaching jobs. Brian Daboll most likely will fit into an offensive coordinator position, whether it's with the Raiders or whomever. But meanwhile, Kevin Stefanski is a guy that the Giants are taking out to dinner. They're interviewing him, and he seems pretty set atop the list along with guys like John Harbaugh and hopefully my guy Mike McCarthy, who's interviewing next week. I don't get Bill Belichick vibes with Kevin Stefanski. I get Brian Daboll vibes. Because Brian Daboll is not getting other interviews, yet Kevin Stefanski is. Kevin Stefanski was a failed head coach in Cleveland. He had two winning seasons. He started off hot, much like Brian Daboll, and then he petered off, much like Brian Daboll. Yet Brian Daboll is not getting a look, and rightfully so. Brian Daboll, I don't think, is ever going to be a head coach in this league again, but he's certainly not going to be one right after he failed. Kevin Stefanski just failed. He was fired. He was part of a losing organization, so he's part of a losing culture, and that's not the culture that I want to bring over to the Giants. The Giants need to build from a CEO at the top, an adult in the room, a guy that has won not just a coach of the year or even two coach of the years like Kevin Stefanski. Oh, Kevin Stefanski has won two coach of the years. Great. So he is the guy in the yearbook that got voted everybody's buddy. Well, what is everybody's buddy up to that won that superlative in the yearbook? Maybe they aren't doing good things. My point is that that and $2 will get you, you know, a newspaper. I wasn't voted the funniest person in my graduating class. Well, guess what? I was and am. Not that I hold a grudge. The point is, two coach of the years doesn't equal a great head coach. It doesn't equal a successful head coach. It just means you won a Dopey Award. Just like Brian Daboll won the Dopey Award. And Brian Daboll didn't amount to anything. And Kevin Stefanski will not amount to anything. I'm not saying he's Adam Gase, but the Jets couldn't wait to hire Adam Gase. Look what he did with the Dolphins. He's a genius. He's an offensive genius. He's a quarterback whisperer. He's Peyton Manning's buddy. And look what happened with Gase with the Jets. I want a coach in here that can win games, that has a track record and of experience of winning games, and that can walk in the door tomorrow and win games, because that's what the Giants need. A coach that's a winner, not an offensive genius, not somebody to develop Jackson Dart. You can get a coordinator to do that. So if Kevin Stefanski wants to be the offensive coordinator of the Giants, have at it. That's fine. But a head coach And the head coach that this team needs has to be a program builder, has to be a guy that has won, knows how to win, and can continue to win. And that man's name is not Kevin Stefanski. I'm sure he's a nice fella. I'm sure he is great with quarterbacks. And based on the reports, he had a wonderful interview, and he had a wonderful dinner with the Giants, all well and good. If he wants to be part of the staff, great. But as the head coach, no thanks, I'll pass on that. Now, as far as Mike McDaniel getting fired by the Dolphins, really two things here. First of all, I think the John Harbaugh to the Giants is all but dead. And I say that because there was a mystery team. There was a team that reportedly reached out to John Harbaugh that didn't have a head coaching vacancy. And we all wondered who that team might be. Is it the Packers? Is it the Bucks? Is it the Cowboys? Is it the Eagles? Is it the Bills? Who was the team that reached out? We even speculated it might be the Dolphins. Well, here we are a couple days later. Mike McDaniel is out in Miami. So it doesn't take a rocket scientist. It doesn't take a detective. It doesn't take an NFL insider to connect the dots that in all likelihood it was the Dolphins. So in all likelihood, they are very confident that Harbaugh will go there. Doesn't mean it will happen, but I think it's time. Look, if you want to dream and you want to dream the impossible dream, Positive Tommy's all about dreaming. So dream. But I'm going to live in reality in this one. And I think that the John Harbaugh to the Giants is all but over. I think he's in all likelihood going to Miami just based on connecting the dots. Now, as far as Mike McDaniel, Miami Mike, let's get him to New York, not as the head coach. How about as the offensive coordinator? My dream coaching staff, which I laid out about a month ago on Evan and Tiki, is right there for the taking. It starts with Mike McCarthy as the head coach, a proven winner, a guy that has been to the playoffs double-digit times in his career, has double-digit winning seasons, double-digit amount of times. I think it's 11 double-digit winning seasons. Over a 600 winning percentage. Won the Super Bowl, beat Mike Tomlin in the Super Bowl, has worked and developed young quarterbacks like Rodgers, like Dak Prescott. Then I would bring in, and now he could be the, you know, CEO, the guy that runs everything as far as a head coach, because I know he knows how to win. Then we get Miami Mike in here, Mike McDaniel, who is a great offensive mind, and he can help in the development of Jackson Dart. And Mike McDaniel, to me, is a great fit. He's wearing the capris on the sidelines. He's wearing women's sunglasses. And that's not a knock. I mean, you know where you got those sunglasses from. And they damn sure weren't the men's department. But they're good-looking shades. And really, if I see a nice pair of shades in a store, I don't care if they're women's glasses, if they're men's glasses. If they're nice, I'm putting them on. Plus, he's got the Gucci watch. I mean, Mike McDaniel, the rolled-up sleeves with the sweatshirt. Let's go. Get him on the sideline as the offensive coordinator. And then as my defensive coordinator, and he's going to interview as the head coach, and I don't think he should get the job just based on where the Giants are at as a franchise right now. He just doesn't have enough experience. He doesn't have enough winning experience as far as a head coach, and that is Antonio Pierce. Antonio Pierce, who is a great Giant, a guy that is a great locker room guy, a great motivational speaker. He is the type of personality, Antonio Pierce, that needs to be around this team. So you have McCarthy, you have Miami Mike McDaniel, you have Antonio Pierce. That is my ideal and has been my dream coaching staff. So I don't want Stefanski. I think Kevin Stefanski is more Brian Daboll than he is Bill Belichick. I think Kevin Stefanski is everybody's, you know, dream, oh, offensive-minded guy. He won a Coach of the Year. Great. Who cares? Oh, he won two Coach of the Years. Great. I don't care if he won 75 Coach of the Years. Has he won a Super Bowl? Has he won multiple playoff games? Has he been to a Super Bowl? Has he been to a conference championship? Does he look, he's under 500 as a head coach. Can he win? Can he walk in and win games? Don't get hung up on the development of Jackson Dart. Jackson Dart is already pretty much developed. But even if you think he needs to be more developed, then let that be in the hands mainly of the offensive coordinator, of the staff. I want the head coach to build the program, turn this team around that is toxic, and start getting back to winning football. So give me a guy that's experienced that could build that staff. That's McCarthy. Give me McDaniel as OC. Give me Antonio Pierce as defensive coordinator. And then the Giants are cooking with gas. That's my ideal scenario. And that's why, and it's been that way for weeks now, and it's all setting up. And John Harbaugh, I think the dream is all but dead. It just makes sense based on the mystery team. We all speculated who it might be. Miami becomes available. In all likelihood, they were the team that reached out. There's probably mutual interest there. So they made a head coaching decision and a change. Not saying don't dream, not saying give up, not saying you don't interview Harbaugh and you try to sway him over. Yeah, absolutely. This is where now Joe Shane has to sit down with John Harbaugh and say, all right, I understand maybe you have relationships with the Dolphins. Here is what we have going for us. Here's the quarterback. Here's the running back room. Here's Malik Nabers. Here's an offensive line that's gotten a lot better. Here's a defensive line that I think can be much better than they were last year, who underachieved, but I put that more on the coaching staff than the actual talent. That's what you sell them on. But I laid this out to you last night. If you didn't hear it, I'll say it again. When John Harbaugh became available, it was, oh, hire him yesterday. Hire him tomorrow. Hire him right this minute. Don't let him out of the room. And I get that, and I feel that as a Giant fan that is sick of losing and understands just how important this coaching hire is. Arguably the most important in the history of the team. So I get the uneasiness, and I get the anxiety, and I get the impatience. But you have to understand that the Giants don't hold the cards. Harbaugh does. He has his pick. He might already have a team picked out. Maybe he is. Maybe it's not Miami. Maybe he's waiting a week to see what other jobs open up. But we have to come to grips with we or many of you want him more than he wants us. Things can change. But as we sit here at 7:12 on Thursday evening, we, the Giant fans, even though I'm more in the McCarthy camp, I certainly would be thrilled if Harbaugh was the coach. We want him more than he wants us. I think you have to understand that. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Let's go to Aaron on the fan. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, Tommy. Thanks for all the great work you're doing, man. Yeah,
thank you.
The time is 7:13, and you're completely right. I'm a Dolphin fan. The dream is dead for the Giants. He's going to Miami. And the reason I say that is Mike McDaniel was telling folks a little as a week ago that he was confident he was returning.
Yeah.
So the fact that they fired him means that, you know, and the relationship between the owner, Ross, and both Harbaughs goes back a while. He tried to go after the first Harbaugh, and he's a Michigan man. He gives a lot of money to Michigan. So, yeah, yep. I think you're completely right. Giants, the dream is over. He's becoming a Dolphins coach.
Yeah, absolutely. No, you got it, Aaron. I appreciate that. Aaron obviously calling down in Miami, so he gets the deal. I wasn't overly shocked that McDaniel got fired, but the team obviously is going through a transition. This is the Dolphins at quarterback. Tua stinks. I mean, he can't throw the football like far and fast, and it's over there. And obviously Tyreek got hurt, and what's going on there. So they're kind of a franchise that's in transition. But he did a pretty good job there, especially this year. Like, they won more games than you would expect based on their situation. I think he's a decent head coach. I think he serves better as an offensive coordinator. I think he will immediately get a job, whether it's with the Giants. The Jets should hire him. Honestly, the Jets should hire either Brian Daboll or Mike McDaniel. The Jets need as much help as they could possibly get in that coaching room. I think the Titans are in play. The Raiders are in play. Anybody with a young quarterback or is expected to get a young quarterback could use the services of Mike McDaniel, who did have an over 500 record as a head coach in Miami. All things considered, that's ask a Dolphin fan who's lived through a lot, that's good. But yeah, it's fishy, no pun intended. Although, is a dolphin a fish? I guess dolphin would be a mammal. Or is a whale a mammal? I forgot which one it was. I think a dolphin is, in fact, a fish. and then a whale is a mammal. You know, I'm pretty sure the dolphin would be the you know, like Ace Ventura, the flipper. I think it's a, you know, a fish, and then a, you know, the whale would be more the mammal, I think. You know, that's why I figured that, but I'm not quite sure. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Eric in Connecticut. What's up, Eric?
Tommy, I'm just, you're off beat here. Stefanski's a good coach. He did
everything with nothing in Cleveland. Like, he took Joe Flacco out of the couch and took him to the playoffs. Like, right. I think you got to give him a little more credit. It wasn't like he was coaching the Patriots with Brady there.
No, I know that, but I, what I'm trying to wrap my head around is why that a guy like, you know, McCarthy, there's excuses of why he won. Oh, he had this, he had that. And then with Stefanski, when he loses, it's like, oh, he didn't have this. So meaning you're not giving McCarthy any credit for wins, and we're trying to make excuses for why Kevin Stefanski was fired by the Browns. He had two winning seasons in 6 years. Like, he's not successful. He hasn't been successful. Well, let me ask you this, Eric. Would you hire Brian Daboll if you owned the team right now? Would you hire Brian Daboll?
No, I didn't like Daboll to begin with.
So what is Kevin Stefanski? Kevin Stefanski is Brian Daboll. Great offensive mind, had early success, and then failed at the end because, quote-unquote, the quarterbacks weren't good. So why is Brian Daboll not getting a look, but everybody wants Kevin Stefanski? Because it's the devil you know versus the devil you don't. And when he gets in here and you realize what he is, which is a coach that is a loser and has lost a lot, in 3 years from now, all the experts out there that think Stefanski's so great are going to realize they were wrong. That's just my opinion on it.
Okay, that's fine. But, I mean, with Daboll with Cleveland, does he do the same thing?
Yeah, probably. But that's the point is that they're both – I don't think they're both good. And I don't think that's the I don't understand why Stefanski – any coach could have 1 year and get lucky and either have a light schedule or whatever and get to the playoffs because Daboll did it, Stefanski did it. What makes you a great head coach in this league, what makes you Sean McVay, what makes you Andy Reid, what makes you Mike Tomlin, what makes you Mike McCarthy, what makes you John Harbaugh, what makes you successful year in and year out is being a great head coach and knowing how to win games. Not, I won a coach of the year here, and then I won 8 games in my last 2 years and then was told to leave. That doesn't make you great. He's a wonderful offensive mind and could develop Jackson Dart. Jackson Dart looked pretty developed to me this year. So if we're just worried about Jackson Dart developing, then we're going to have 4 wins next year. But Jackson Dart will be developed. It's about the team winning games. And I think we've lost sight of that. And I'm not necessarily old school or new school, but the new school thinker is very much like, he's the offensive mind, get him in here. And then when those offensive minds get to the playoffs, you know what those offensive minds do? They lose. Kevin O'Connell, what a great offensive mind. He's 0-2 in the playoffs. But he's a great offensive mind, though. Come on. I mean, they're great. He's so offensively genius. It'll take him in a minute. Yeah. But when he gets to the playoffs, he hasn't won. And he got smoked both times. 888-80, trying to reinvent the wheel. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Travis in the Bronx. What's up, Travis?
Tommy, what's up?
Hey.
How are you, man?
Good, good. What's happening?
You sound good on your own show.
Thank you.
But there's a big but.
Well, there was a couple things there, Travis. Number one, I sound good on my own show, which means I sounded bad on Evan and Tiki. And then
no,
I figured it.
But, you know,
and then I
figured like a it fits you better. It's you know, it's like it's your thing.
Well,
you know,
there's more oxygen. The other, I mean, Evan and Sean sucked up the oxygen,
own,
and poor Tiki can't,
you know,
even talk.
Like,
yes.
It's when it's your own car, it's better than, you know, your parents.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm allowed to formulate my opinions instead of opinions being shaped for me, and then, yeah, no, I'm teasing. All right, I appreciate it, Travis.
But
what do you got?
Let's say on your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Let's base that on fact. How can you say, when did Harbaugh get fired? 24 hours ago?
Yes.
Okay. Where can you say, how can
well,
you
48
say
hours ago, technically.
That we want him, how... that we want him more than he wants us. What, other than Mike McDaniel getting fired,
Why is he waiting next week to interview with teams? If he's so in high demand and he wanted the Giants so badly, why isn't he just interviewing with them right now? I think he's waiting. He's checking out the landscape to see who else could get fired.
Sure. Sure.
So Travis, and I'll let you finish, but so far, since he's gotten fired, Miami has opened up. I'm pretty sure there's going to be another opening come this weekend, whether it's in Green Bay, whether it's in Buffalo. If one of those two teams loses, I think either McDermott or LaFleur is going to be out of there. So you don't think he'd want Josh Allen? You don't think he'd want Green Bay? So,
No. I've said to anyone who listens, I think the only team that the Giants really, really have to worry about is Buffalo, because you can't – Josh Allen trumps any quarterback, whether it's Dart, I mean, it doesn't matter.
Josh Allen's the best player in football. He's the best quarterback in the NFL.
I think he would probably look to go to Philadelphia also.
Of course. Oh, 100%. Now, Philadelphia's an interesting one. Now, I'm trying to take my, like, not bias, but my feel for the game, because I think the Eagles are going to smoke the Niners. I think the Niners are shot. I think the Eagles' defense, they may not score a lot of points, but I think the Niners won't score any points, and I think the Eagles will win that game. And if they win a game, mm-hmm. I don't think they fire Sirianni. I think if you get to the divisional, it's tough to do that. Yes, the Eagles, I hate to say it, we all hate to hear it, they are the best run organization in the NFL. They're slightly above the Chiefs. I mean, they're just a machine. So, of course, if you have an opportunity to go to Philadelphia, you're going to do it. Absolutely.
I have one more question, and then I'll let you go. So I'm good with Harbaugh. I think it would be fantastic. I would love Stefanski. Now, my fear is that we don't get Harbaugh, and, you know, Stefanski all of a sudden seems like second choice. And I think he's that good that he is like 1B. Now, I think Harbaugh trumps in terms of pecking order, but I think Stefanski, for where the Giants are right now and everything that he's been through and what he's proven to be able to kind of navigate with the Browns, I think if he's in a more stable situation, and I think that's another thing that goes against Harbaugh with Miami. You look the quarterback, you look at Tyreek Hill, they have Achan, but the defense is a mess.
Yep.
I feel like the Giants really are the most attractive team when it... besides sentimental value.
Yeah, but you're right on the sentimental part of it. And the reason why I said what I said about Harbaugh is there just is something going on here based on the report from Adam Schefter earlier in the week, right when Harbaugh got fired, that a mystery team had reached out. So a team that didn't have a head coaching vacancy reached out to John Harbaugh or John Harbaugh's agent. And then we all speculated who it might be. I thought it was the Packers. I thought it might have been Philly or Buffalo or Green Bay or whoever. Now even thinking back on it, your team's in the playoffs and you're reaching out, which is nuts, but maybe it was Pittsburgh. Not that he would go there or they would let go of Tomlin for that. Like, that's just not happening, but you're trying to, in your brain on the fly, think about it. And Tampa. Miami makes sense because they're sitting at home and they could just kind of, like, think about this. Jets, we thought, hey, maybe the Jets could reach out. Of course, they didn't or won't. But now, all of a sudden, a couple days later, Mike McDaniel's out. It's fishy, and something stinks. So, and I thought this way with Harbaugh even before. Like, I thought, all right, we are, and I'm not saying the Giants aren't an attractive job. They're a very sexy, attractive job. And I think that maybe in time, after Harbaugh does all his due diligence, he might be like, yeah, absolutely the spot I want to be. No doubt. But I'm just, the fact that he wanted to wait a week, the fact that this comes out now with Miami losing, I'm just starting to put everything together. He could be making a big mistake, because I do think it's a great job, because you have the young franchise quarterback. I like the job that Joe Shane has done building a roster. And that's really, not to make it about this, but I'm going to. For those that scream about Harbaugh and want Harbaugh to be the head coach, and also say, well, how could Harbaugh not want this job? It's so attractive. Yes, Dart's a big part of that, but wouldn't the roster have a lot to do with that as well? Because wouldn't the Titans with Cam Ward just be as attractive? Meaning, if you don't like the job that Joe Shane has done, and that's 99% of Giant fans, and you think the roster stinks, and you think he's horrible, and you think he has created a mess here, then why would Harbaugh want to come here just because of the quarterback? The Titans are the same thing then, based on that theory. They have a horrible roster, horrible, except they have a quarterback. They have the number one overall pick in Cam Ward, who played really well down the stretch. And if you watch Cam Ward individually, and I saw a lot of the Titans, believe it or not, he overcame a horrific coach in Callahan, who they fired, and basically no skill position players. Like, they are so limited on talent, but he has the arm strength. He can move around a little bit. Not a runner, but he can move around, make throws on the run. And Cam Ward, if you watch him on film, you go, this is exciting. I would want to coach him. Yet nobody's saying, well, how could he not want the Titans? But everybody says, well, he's got to want the Giants. Making sense here? 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Let's go to Tom in Connecticut. What's up, Tom?
Hey, Tommy. First-time caller.
Thank you.
Sorry, I got through. I am curious what you think about, do you think Troy Aikman has any kind of influence on Harbaugh going to Miami?
He might. I think it's more about the owner. I think it's more, Tom, and I appreciate the call, more about Ross and Harbaugh relationship than it is Aikman. But look, we talk. We mentioned Brady and what influence he would have with the Raiders, and then Aikman here. I think that it can't hurt. I'm sure they have a relationship. And that's what I mean. We're kind of like stuck a little bit in this bubble, and I get it. We're in New York. We're all Giant fans, and we all think we have the greatest thing ever. And we have a great thing. But we sometimes don't look at other things out there that might be equally as great or whatever Harbaugh envisions. Maybe it is power. Maybe it is something sentimental. Who knows? Nobody knows. But the idea that you're going to bring him here to the facility and lock all the doors and make sure that he can't get out is, come on. Come on. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Chris in Warwick. What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's up, Tommy? How you doing, brother?
Pretty good. What's up? I'm good. How's it going?
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there is no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Oh, very good. Awesome, man. I'm happy you got your own show.
Yeah, Chris, the reason why I hesitated there is because in a bit of irony, and you could, hopefully nobody in the audience noticed, I call myself Loogie, and I'm battling a loogie in my throat. And I'm trying to talk on the air without actually hocking up a loogie.
Hack it up, my
because
friend.
That would be quite ironic.
No, hock it up, man.
Well, no,
hock
but I mean, that's kind of gross. And I call myself Loogie, Chris, and then I would hock the loogie on the air. So what I'm doing here a couple times is I'm hitting the cough button like that, so hopefully nobody notices, but the loogie might take down loogie, because, and I'll get to you here in 1 second, Chris, the iron, like, you know, there's a bunch of ways to go, but a guy that calls himself loogie, to be on the air and choke on a loogie, I mean, that would be quite a headline. Now, it would be a headline. I appreciate the headlines. Certainly knows I love headlines. And there's really no negative publicity, and there is no negative buzz. I mean, if somebody's saying something about you or writing about you, it's great. That's why when the social media accounts, The people that have the icon on their social media or the Twitter profile page, whenever it's a Simpsons character as their profile pic, they hate me. Those people hate me. The Simpsons people hate me. I grew up on The Simpsons, so I'm not sure why we don't see eye to eye. But the Simpsons, profile picture people, they hate me. Now, I understand that you have to, you know, watch Murder, She Wrote with your mother. That's 90. But, you know, you listen. You know, you love me. But why do you have to write mean things about me on social media? You know what I mean? My buddies read this stuff. They go, do you see what the Simpsons characters are writing? I'm like, they're not really the Simpsons character. It's one guy with 17 different accounts. We know that, you know, and he loves the show. And he probably calls the show and doesn't even tell me it's him, the Simpsons character. 888-808-1019. Chris, you know what? After that filibustering, the loogie, it is now gone. I didn't have to choke it up. So it's down the ether now, the body. We're good to go, my friend. The floor is yours.
No, good. Listen, there's no flaw. I'm a longtime Giants fan. I love that you're a passionate Giants fan, and I'm so happy you're here. Listen, dude, there's no way Harbaugh is not coming to New York, plain and simple. There's no way. He's
good. We got him. Connor, we got him? Yep, we got him. It's all good. And listen, when you're here on After Hours, and I bring that out of people, I bring out the potty language. And I'm not going to wash your mouth out with soap. And I, for one, sometimes struggle myself when I'm on the air to not curse. Because that's what I do off the air. And I've always done that. I always would get detention for cursing, which, quite frankly, I mean, you know, whatever. I remember one time I got extended detention, which is more than a half hour back in the day. Shout out to Bethpage High School. It was like you get like a 3-hour detention. They called it extended detention. And one time I cursed in class and ended up getting extended detention. And it was kind of like getting a speeding ticket for going 5 miles over the speed limit because I didn't say that bad of a word. I was like, I should have got my money's worth. I should have went on like this curse late in a tirade. And then, because I would have gotten maybe I would have gotten expelled. I guess that's fair. That's fair. I should, yeah, it's probably fair. But you know, the point is, you can't curse. I understand you hear curse words on cable. You can't have curse words here. So we had to dump you there. I know you're excited. I am excited. And I would love if Harbaugh would be the head coach. I don't understand why there's more excitement for him over Mike McCarthy. And we're trying to dissect that. People have even thrown out there. I heard Craig talking about it. I heard Giannotti talking about it. If it's an appearance thing where Harbaugh more of the, you know, the chisel, the good jawline looks good. And Mike McCarthy is not necessarily has a great 8x10. Perhaps. But I haven't heard a lot of that. I think it's more based on what I'm hearing is the Cowboy stench. And the idea that, you know, McCarthy underachieved with quarterbacks. This is what people are saying. And Harbaugh sort of overachieved in Baltimore. Either way, the facts are the facts. And the resumes are identical. And everyone's more excited about Harbaugh than they are McCarthy. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Tommy Lugauer. Lugie, here on After Hours. I got you till 8:15, then we're going to Rutgers basketball, and then as soon as that wraps up in the post game, I'll be back on the air for till 2 a.m. on After Hours. So a little, you know, sandwich here. You know, I'll be in the beginning and the end of it. We'll take your calls, continue to take your calls on the Giants, the head coaching search. We'll get into a little bit of what Rob Manfred had to say. He was a guest in studio on the Carton Show with Chris McMonagle today, so I want to break down something he had to say about realignment that I thought was very, very interesting. Again, the number's 888-808-1019. Tommy Lugauer here on The Fan. The Fan Focus is sponsored by Chef IQ. Precision cooking, effortless results, chefiq.com. The college football semifinals kick off tonight. Miami takes on Ole Miss, and tomorrow we got the Indiana Hoosiers taking on Oregon. Even if you're just a casual college football fan, these games have a lot of intrigue because of the quarterbacks. Jet fans, there's a lot to watch here with Dante Moore of Oregon and Trinidad Chambliss of Ole Miss. So yeah, no, I'm not a casual college football fan. I'm locked in every single Saturday. Not, you know, a person who doesn't have children. I could sit down on the couch, thankfully, and watch sports on a weekend football-wise from, you know, noon to midnight on a Saturday, unless I got something going on with the wife. And then Sunday, of course, you know, nonstop, 1 o'clock till midnight. So I'm locked in on these games. But even if you're not, I think, and you're certainly a Jet fan, Mendoza, that dream, unless the Raiders do something insane on draft night, is over. And even if they did trade, if they traded out of it, which they never would in a million years, the team that would pick first would take him. Or if they somehow went with Dante Moore, then Mendoza would be your guy, but not happening. So Moore, we don't know if he's going to declare, if he's going to stay at Oregon or what he's going to do, but you could get a close look at him tomorrow. And then Trinidad Chambliss, who took the world by storm in that performance against Georgia, where he just took over in the second half and really late in the game, and he looked like an NFL quarterback making NFL-type plays. He looked like Allen, Mahomes, Lamar all in one. Not saying he's going to be that, but his buzz and his draft stock continues to climb with every single performance. And if Ole Miss, if the Rebels, and I think everybody's rooting for him too because of how everything went down with Lane Kiffin. And really, my take on that, and it's quickly just because it's old news, I don't blame Lane Kiffin. I mean, LSU is a blue blood program. I was saying this about Cignetti, and I don't want to piss the Indiana Hoosier people off, but someone asked me a couple nights ago, do you think Cignetti would leave Indiana to come to the Giants? And I said, no. He's got a great gig at Indiana. He is a college coach that is winning and making a lot of money. That is a great gig. They will pay you a ton to win, and when you start to lose, they'll pay you a ton to leave. Or another team will pay you a ton to go there. And Cignetti, to me, more likely will go to, and I know you don't want to hear this, a blue blood program. And Indiana is not that. They'll never be that in football. I'm sorry. I don't care if they win the national championship. I don't care. You are not a blue blood. If Notre Dame came calling 3 years from now, he's gone. If Ohio State comes a calling, he's gone. Michigan just hired Kyle Whittingham, likely not going to get fired anytime soon. But if Michigan came calling, he'd be gone. LSU, blue blood. So when they came calling, Lane Kiffin told Ole Miss to go scratch. But now everybody is rooting for the Rebels, and I get that. Because they're putting it together with duct tape, and they're on the verge of getting to a championship game. And then you have Miami, who it feels like it's been decades since they've been relevant. And they're not the Miami that I grew up on, certainly, with the talent. They're good, but they're not, you know, Ray Lewis, Ed Reed level. If that's even going back further, the Michael Irvin years. But they are not quite that. But they are pretty good, or good enough to get where they are now. So it'll be a fun couple of games. And then the college football playoff still needs some tweaking, but overall I think it's a good thing for the game. It's a good thing for the sport. And I'm, you know, being a big fan of the NCAA tournament, the more games you can give me and the more games I can have for intrigue and fun, and you know, always bet responsibly with games to bet on and pools to be in, and always responsibly, but it's always fun and it gets you invested. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. We'll get back to these calls here on the Giants head coaching search. To me, Kevin Stefanski, Brian Daboll 2.0, I think he's a failed or is a failed head coach. I would not hire him. What I would say to those that want Kevin Stefanski is, would you hire Brian Daboll right now? The answer is no. Well, Brian Daboll is Kevin Stefanski. Kevin Stefanski is Brian Daboll. Great offensive mind. I think if you sit in the room with both of them, they can woo you. They click the boxes in terms of personality. But both Daboll and Stefanski won a coach of the year in their first year, won a playoff game, and then both fell off and both were fired. You wouldn't hire Daboll, but yet you can't wait to hire Stefanski when there's a guy like Mike McCarthy out there with a much better track record. You want Stefanski as the OC, fine, but that's great, but not as the head coach. And now, speaking of OC, Mike McDaniel out with the Dolphins, a guy I would hire as my offensive coordinator, whether it's the Giants, whether it's the Jets. He is another guy, great offensive mind, and who doesn't want Miami Mike? The capri pants on the sideline, the Gucci watch, the ladies' glasses, and I have no issue with that. Like, if I see a nice pair of glasses in the store, I'll wear women's jeans. If it looks good, I'll wear it. If they're a nice pair of sunglasses, I'm not going to ask the person, are these ladies' sunglasses? If they're nice glasses, they're nice glasses. Always got the gel in the hair. I mean, the sleeves rolled up on the sweatshirt. You got to get Mike McDaniel here. That's who I would want as my OC. And then as far as John Harbaugh, not going to say it's completely dead, but I think we're inching closer and closer to the John Harbaugh, to the Giants dream being dead. Especially when you consider there was a mystery team out there that had a head coaching vacancy that reportedly reached out to John Harbaugh. And here we are a couple days later, and all of a sudden Miami has made this change. It's fishy. And it makes you think Harbaugh to the Dolphins is a foregone conclusion. At least me. That's what I'm thinking. Now, it's up to the Giants to get Harbaugh in a room and convince him otherwise. And maybe he does see the lay of the land and go, you know what, even though I have a relationship with Ross, well, I have a relationship down there in Miami, you know what? Jackson Dart, this young court's too much to pass on, so I'm going to go there. But those of you that think it's a slam dunk, and it's, oh, how could you not want the Giants as far as being an attractive offer? And these are the same people that hate Joe Shane and thinks he built a bad roster, right? So if you think Joe Shane has built a bad roster, and the only thing to hang your hat on with the Giants is Jackson Dart, then why wouldn't Harbaugh, with that logic, pick the Titans? Because it's the exact same thing. Great young quarterback, no roster. Yet, I don't hear anybody saying, well, he's a slam dunk to go to Tennessee. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Rich in Cranford. What's up, Rich?
Hey, congratulations on your show.
Thank you.
And I can't agree with you more about McCarthy. I mean, the dude was handcuffed by the ownership with those crazy contract negotiations and crazy contracts. And, you know, just look at where the Cowboys are without him. I mean, they're like average at best.
Yep.
I mean, that should tell you it right there. The guy was a 12, 14 win season guy, and then he leaves. Same team essentially, and, you know, they're mediocre at best.
Yep, and Rich, having done it in, I think, in multiple spots is another feather in his cap. I have a hard time, and I understand a Ben Johnson, well, what about Ben Johnson and Liam Cohen? Okay, they're off to great starts, no doubt. Now do it next year. Now do it the year after. Now do it in your fourth year. Now do it in your fifth year. There's a reason why in any walk of life, in any walk of business, there could be one-hit wonders. There could be somebody that won best actor or best actress for that one movie role, and then they're rarely heard from again. It's the guys and gals in any form of business, singers, actors, athletics, that put it in and year out that are consistently good. And sometimes they're overlooked. Like, everybody wants the hot, new, shiny toy. And it's like, well, all right, you know, I don't want to go see a movie with said actor because he's been around for 20 years. He does good movies, but I want to go see this person because of whatever. I mean, and that's what it feels like with Stefanski. He's this next genius offensive mind, but when given the reins and given the opportunity in Cleveland, he did not have sustained success. And that's why he was let go. And we as the Giants, or we as Giant fans, can't wait to hire that guy. Please explain to me how that makes any sense. Like, I want an experienced head coach, for sure. And the Giants needed an experienced head coach, for sure. You could sell me more on a coordinator than you can Stefanski, because at least there is an unknown with the coordinator. They may be.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Great. Like, Stefanski, it's now the second go-around. And he wasn't great in the first go-around. So what makes anybody think he'll be great in the second go-around? Well, he's an offensive mind. He'll develop the quarterback. Okay. But that's not what all goes into being a head coach in the NFL. That doesn't automatically equal you win games. There's a lot and a lot that goes into it. And when I see a guy that's lost a lot and losing games, to me, that's a guy I would not run to go hire. Let's go to 888-808-1019. This is After Hours. Tommy Lugauer, Positive Tommy in prime time here. Let's go to Kendrick in Mayo Pack. What's up, Kendrick?
Hey, Tommy. First time caller. Thank love you. The show. Appreciate think you're absolutely hilarious and always entertaining.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I got some insight about the mystery team. I saw some reports that it was definitely the Buccaneers and that they were willing to part ways with Todd Bowles. However, Harbaugh's agent was wondering if the Buccaneers are willing to part ways with Jason Leach, their GM, and they said absolutely not. So my question is to you, if that's a requirement that the GM got to go, where do you think Harbaugh would go?
Yeah, so that's interesting. So are we does Harbaugh, because there's been people that have speculated maybe Harbaugh wants to just be maybe a GM. You know, and not be a head coach, or he could be want like dual, you know, power. I assume you were asking me about Shane. And I obviously have been one of the few that have been outspoken about Joe Shane, and I think he's done a much better job than people give him credit for. Mistakes were made, no doubt. A lot of mistakes were made, certainly early, but I think Joe Shane has made up for a lot of those mistakes. I think his last two draft classes were very, very good. Whether you agree with this or not, he deserves, Joe Shane, some of the credit for Jackson Dart because he okayed the decision for it to happen. The offensive line for the Giants this year was one of the best lines they've had in, as I can't even remember the last time it was this good. the running back room with Scadaboo and Tracy, I think we're all extremely excited about and for sure comfortable. Malik Nabers as a number one wide receiver. I think the Giants identify a receiver in the first round this year, too, at five, whether it's Carnell Tate out of Ohio State, someone like that. I think the secondary this year, okay, not great, but there were some injuries, and I wonder, fully healthy or a tweak here, maybe something in free agency, he could improve on that. And I know the kicking situation sucks. I get that. You want to point to that? No doubt. 100%. But I felt all along that Joe Shane was closer to achieving his job as, let's say the goal is to get an A. You want to get an A. That's the mission all year. It's school. I want to get an A at the end. On my final term paper is an A. I think Joe Shane was closer to that than Dable was. Because I watched this team and I said, how many games just this year could they have won if they had the right coaching staff? That being said, if a guy like John Harbaugh walks in the door and says, Shane's got to get out of here, I would imagine the Giants would oblige. And of course you would do that. Of course you would do that. I don't know if that would happen, but yes, I'm not going to sit here and die on the hill of Joe Shane if John Harbaugh, because then now it's like crazy talk, because now you're letting him walk out the door. Now, if McCarthy walked in and said, hey, I'm good with Shane, then I'm good with McCarthy. That's why, to me, it's neck and neck. I think they're very similar in terms of their resumes, and I think the Giants would be good hands either way. So if it's easier for the continuity of the team for Shane to finish his job here and also have McCarthy as head coach, then that's the route I would go. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Let's go to Richie in Queens. What's up, Richie?
Hey, Tommy.
Hey, what's up?
I like your picks. Harbaugh would be number one for me. I get you. Actually, McCarthy was the guy that I initially had said months ago. It seemed like he got lost in the shuffle. I mean, obviously, he's worked with quarterbacks. He worked with Favre. He worked with Rodgers. He's got a resume, which is what we want.
Yep.
I mean, we're not talking Super Bowl at this point. We just want to get back to being relevant again.
Yep.
So, McDaniel, I like. Tom, I don't know how you feel about it. I don't know if Kafka would be kept as an offensive coordinator.
Yeah, I don't think he would, Richie, and I appreciate the call, my friend. I don't think he would. I think he'd be part of the room, perhaps, part of the coaching staff. I think that when you see some of these guys that are becoming available, Mike McDaniel, for me, would be top of the list for offensive coordinator. And I would make Stefanski an offensive coordinator. I think that's where he's better suited. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, it's not an insult. The Patriots are where they're at right now. Yes, because of Mike Vrabel. 100%. It's everything that I've talked about. Program builder, head of the table, adult in the room, CEO, alpha male. That's what Mike Vrabel is. Josh McDaniels has as much to do with the success of that team as Mike Vrabel does. Josh McDaniels is one of the great, if not greatest, offensive coordinators in our lifetime. He can't be a head coach to save his life, but he is a great coordinator, much like most of the guys that come from the Belichick tree. Great coordinators, not great head coaches. So the combination of both is what has made Drake May into the MVP of the league, or certainly in the conversation there with Stafford. So to have a great OC, and if whether it's Stefanski or McDaniel, that's where they're better suited. I think we just lose sight of how important coordinators are. Look at the success the Eagles have had, the Chiefs have had, the Patriots had, and think about all the great coordinators. They all equal great head coaches. Spagnuolo, not a great head coach. Charlie Weiss, not a great head coach. Romeo Crennel, not a great head coach. Josh McDaniels, not a great head coach. But they were great coordinators, and they worked perfectly with the head coach. And that's what I want from the Giants. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Tommy Lugauer. A Lugie. After hours, got you for another 20 minutes, then we're going to go to Rutgers, and then when Rutgers wraps up, I'll have you again till 2 a.m. We'll get back to your calls on the Giants for sure, the head coaching search, and then, coming up in the next, 10 minutes or so, I'll give a quick thought, and I'll expand more on it later after the Rutgers game about what Rob Manfred had to say about realignment when he joined Craig and C-Mac earlier today. It's after hours. It's Tommy Lugauer, Positive Tommy, here in primetime. and the travel. I mean, there's 162 games, which I think is too many. I don't know how many the players would go for as far as cutting it, but I would cut that season down. It's just it's way too many games. But instead of doing that, it sounds like to alleviate the travel on the players, they are going to do realignment. And this has been something that we've speculated on for about a year, maybe 2 years, the idea and the possibility of the Mets and Yankees being in the same division. And whether or not you're a fan of the Subway Series or not, whether or not you think the luster of the Subway Series is gone and it's not the same as it was, you know, back in the late 90s or whatever, early 2000s, when the Yankees play the Mets, when the Mets play the Yankees, the place is packed. The energy is off the charts. The excitement is there. And even if you tell yourself you don't care, even if you're a Met fan, you say, I don't care about the Yankees, or a Yankee fan that says, I don't care about the Mets, it sure seems like it, though, when the teams play. And it's good for the city, and it's good for everything that we love as sports fans. So when Rob was talking about realignment, he did bring up the fact that the Mets and Yankees would not be in the same division, which is a bummer. I would have liked to have seen that. Now, maybe I would have grown tired of it after a while, but an opportunity to see them. Like, how many games do I have to play against the Nationals? How many games do I have to play against the Marlins? And I assume with radical realignment, we would play them a lot, and we would play less games against teams that are not here in the Northeast. So I don't know where that you draw the line, so maybe Miami would be considered a team that would fall out of it. But you wouldn't play the Cubs, or you wouldn't play Pittsburgh, but they might be in there as well. I'm really giving you a masterclass in geography. I could name literally any team, and I happen to name two teams that were similar to these. I should have went Colorado. Really, why do they have to go to Colorado? I mean, who needs Colorado? Do we have to play the Giants? So it would be nice to see the Yankees and Mets play more than they do already, whether it's six times, whether it's back when it was like four to six times a year. It doesn't sound like that's going to happen. And I would have been curious if Rob didn't kind of put a, you know, end to it, how everyone out there would feel. Like, would they be into it? Would they think it's too much? Would they be indifferent? I, for one, think it would be great, not only for just as a fan, but also for what we do here and the excitement. Like, anytime there can be buzz and anytime there can be juice in a baseball series, because again, 162 of these a year, it's a marathon. I think that's great. And it's great for the sport, and it's great for New York baseball. But it doesn't sound like that's going to happen. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. We are discussing a lot of head coaching situations with the Giants, their search, Harbaugh, McCarthy, Stefanski. Let's go out to Wilson in Hoboken. What's up, Wilson?
What's up, Lukey? What's going on? First time, long time. How you doing?
Thanks. What's going on?
I just wanted to talk about Harbaugh versus McCarthy.
Okay.
I feel like they both, and even Tomlin too, they all have pretty similar resumes,
yep,
records, and taking a Hall of Fame quarterback and winning a Super Bowl.
Yep.
So I don't understand the hate against McCarthy, and I'm wondering if it's perhaps because he's simply just a fat guy, and if people don't take him seriously, and they're worried about him coming through the wall like the Kool-Aid man when he's cutting players and
yeah,
cutting guys.
I think that, Wilson, Andy Reid dealt with that a little bit after Philly, what you're describing right there. And he obviously is now considered one of the greatest to ever do it. I think there's a percentage of that that's true. And I also think it's the way that a Mike Tomlin and John Harbaugh carry themselves. Just the way they deliver their message and the way they handle their football teams. And you might be onto something there. Just the 8x10s, the way they look. There's absolutely possibly a path to that. But I don't think it's overwhelming. I think it more has to do with McCarthy having gotten the second opportunity, having not gone to the expectations that you had wanted it to, especially if you're a Cowboy fan, having been through the circus of Dallas Cowboy, Jerry Jones, so he has a stench on him. I think it's more of that and more of Tomlin, Harbaugh have been dealt less with their quarterbacks, meaning they haven't had the type of quarterbacks that McCarthy has had, and they have achieved the same amount as McCarthy. I think it has that is more of the percentage of the pie than it is physical appearance. But yeah, there's always the possibility for that. Because I talk about it all the time, the head of the table, the CEO, the adult in the room, the representing your franchise, and there might be some fans that look at that and say, yeah, you might be onto something, but I think it's more the other things I mentioned. That being said, the results are similar. Tomlin's results, Harbaugh's results, McCarthy's results. So even if you think that McCarthy underachieved, quote-unquote underachieved, he still has an over 600 winning percentage. He beat Mike Tomlin in the Super Bowl. He's been to the playoffs double-digit times. He's a winner, and he's won in multiple spots. Now, maybe he just feels like to some people yesterday's news and a retread because he's had that second opportunity. And that second run where Harbaugh has been in the same place for, 18 years? Tomlin's been in Pittsburgh forever. So they haven't had that second run. And maybe if Harbaugh goes to, just for argument's sake, he does go to Miami. And he stays there for 5 years. He has mild success compared to what the expectations are. I bet you a lot of teams won't be knocking down his door. Because they feel like, all right, that second run, he didn't do well. I don't agree with that. But I think that's sort of where the mentalities of, and that's, by the way, us as fans. I have no idea what the Giants are thinking. Based on reports, Harbaugh is at the top of their list. I think it's the John Harbaugh to the Giants dream is dying. That's the best way I would describe it. I get the excitement. I get wanting him. I want him. He's at the top of my list, neck and neck with McCarthy. But I look around the landscape and I say, I don't know. Something about it I feel like not going to happen. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Anthony in Roselle Park. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, what's going on?
I have a name I see everyone saying for the offensive coordinator. I think Charlie Weiss Jr. is the guy to bring in.
Yeah.
The last thing you want to do is... Sorry.
No, go ahead,
the last
Anthony.
Thing you want to do is have someone with familiarity with Jackson Dart...
Of course.
Yep. ...come in to your building, become the offensive coordinator, and have a good run, and then... You know, you handcuff yourself with any one of these guys, Stefanski, Tomlin, if he comes available, and then you let him walk out of your building in a year or two. And then he becomes the next McVay or, you know.
Yeah, Anthony, I'm so glad that you brought up Charlie Weiss Jr.'s name, because I think that, especially if you're dialed in on what's going on with Ole Miss right now, so if you're not, I'll explain it. But Lane Kiffin left for LSU. Charlie Weiss Jr., who is the offensive coordinator for the Rebels, he is going to LSU with Lane Kiffin, but he has stuck around at Ole Miss, and he is still calling plays. By the way, he was calling plays when Lane Kiffin was there. He has worked with Jackson Dart. And there's this feeling now, especially with the success that Ole Miss is having here, having knocked off Georgia, that Charlie Weiss Jr. is more of the brains of the operation than people were giving him credit for. Or like it was going to Kiffin and maybe it was Charlie Weiss Jr. Jordan Renan, my buddy who covers the Giants, tweeted out Sunday morning that Charlie Weiss Jr. is a name to keep an eye on, more for offensive coordinator because of what you laid out there, Anthony. Has a relationship to work with Jackson Dart at Ole Miss. So I don't know about head coach, but absolutely offensive coordinator, especially if they go more of a defensive-minded head coach. I think that makes a ton of sense. I would think Weiss would want to come in and call the plays. McCarthy calls plays, so I don't know if that marriage works, but I love it. I love that you brought that up, and I think it's a name that everyone knows the name, Charlie Weiss, because of his father, but I'm sure not a lot of people are familiar with Charlie Weiss Jr. and the job that he's done there at Ole Miss, and certainly his familiarity with Jackson Dart, to me, is absolutely a positive and something that would be intriguing to me to take that relationship to the next step in the pros. Before I get out of here, the Fan Focus is sponsored by Chef IQ Precision Cooking. Effortless results, chefiq.com. The Dolphins fired Mike McDaniel today. McDaniel was 35-33 as head coach, 0-2 in the playoffs. Miami is now the 8th head coaching vacancy, with John Harbaugh being linked to most of them, including the Dolphins, who many assume was the mystery team that reached out to him once he was fired by the Ravens. We'll see what happens there with all the vacancy. That'll be a big talking point on the Fan here, and something I will discuss when I talk to you after the Rutgers game. What comes up next? Jerry Recco on the call after hours. When that is done, to 2 a.m., we'll talk to you then. My thanks to Connor. See you in a few hours.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN.